She was first in the class preparing for graduation. Popsy took a loan to pay for her education. Everyone had been patient, her mother was motivation. Five kids sharing a room, one bed, one wash basin. Can't afford to replace them, so she's scrubbing her sandals white. Nappa cut off, she's studying her books by candlelight. Final exam, so she had a plan to cram a study session if she can. Math is hard to understand, but she's on the right track, cause being 17 and educated is a dream. As a girl, it always seems that life isn't fair in this place. Be a wife at 18 or be prepared for disgrace. Suddenly there's men shouting, gunshots in the air. Girls crying as they're dragged from their dorms by their hair and placed inside of trucks before their schools burn down. She says a prayer that they all get found.
And
amen.
So we pray.
Come by, make yourself useful, my son. You're such a young guy, his father said at sunrise. He used to be at school, but he gave it just one try, cause nothing really seemed to catch his interest. So his business was selling fruit for 2020 Naira. Wished he was a banker, but the bank will never hire ya. If you're not the son of rich guys or politicians, or your guy's a CEO, maybe a physician. He spoke of a position selling pharmaceuticals. They're hiring in Abuja. Uncle's there, my son, you should go. And so he waited for the bus to arrive. Had an interview at 10 a.m. That's when a loud explosion, then a taxi on fire. He fell to the ground, he could smell the burnt tires. Bodies laying on the pavement, he saw blood on himself. When the country's broken, tell me who can help.
And so we pray.
When he heard shouts of people, the sound of glass breaking, the shaking of earthquake, and the cries of babies awaken. As a cross fell from the altar, the lights began to flicker, the power had all faltered. The sound of explosions, emotions, commotion, people giving devotions with rosaries. It's supposed to be a safe haven for praising in ways and uniting people of faith. In one breath, now it's death, and now there's pain in his neck, and it's silent in the pews, lips moving soundless. He's screaming, but he's deaf. Crawling down the aisle, dust and ash for a mile, blood streaked across tiles. Sirens flashing, the medic untraps him, mouthing, "Sir, what happened?" Shaking him as he grabs him. He puts a wrap where it bleeds, drops to his knees and prays. And this is what he say: "Father, forgive us for not being able to express love to one another, only hate and hurt and animosity. I pray that your reign comes soon."
Sometimes we rise and we fall, we walk and we crawl and